Happy Monday, everybody. Welcome to episode number 2000 of the Be Our Guest podcast. Yes, we made it to episode 2000 and we're doing a trip report, just how this podcast started with episode number one. Today, Michelle joins me from up in Boston. We talk about her trip this past October, right after the 50th anniversary kicked off. She stayed out at Fort Wilderness with her mother and her two teenage kids. They rented a golf cart. They had groceries delivered from Garden Grocer. They went to all four parks. They did some park hopping. They used mobile order. They did it all. The one day, they were just all over the place. You're going to love this show. So much packed into one podcast episode. Don't forget, today's show is brought to you by ParkSnacker.com. It's a new free mobile app that's out there for Disney fans just like you. You can rate, review, and discover over 60,000 menu items at Walt Disney World. Whether you're in the parks or planning your next trip, Park Snacker is the perfect way to capture the latest food trends and keep your stomach happy. You can rate and review everything you eat or drink at Walt Disney World, discover the latest trends and see what everyone else is eating or drinking, connect with friends to see what they're having on their trip, and browse menus at almost every restaurant, snack stand, and cart at Walt Disney World. So head over to ParkSnacker.com today and preview the app available for iOS and Android devices. Again, go to ParkSnacker.com today to fuel up for the happiest place on earth. Also, please use our Amazon affiliate link. It's BeOurGuestPodcast.com/Amazon as you shop this holiday season. That one extra click really means a lot to us. BeOurGuestPodcast.com/Amazon. Also, we'd love to help you plan your next Disney vacation over at the Magic for Less Travel. Check them out today over at themagicforless.com. While you're there, fill out that free, no-obligation quote form, and an agent will get back to you right away. Services are absolutely free to you. You can't beat it. It's free. Check them out today over at themagicforless.com. And a huge thank you to our patrons in this season of Thanksgiving. I'm absolutely thankful to each and every one of our patrons who support this show each and every month so that we can spread the Disney love all around the world. If you'd like to become a patron, just visit patreon.com/BeOurGuestPodcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode number 2000 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and one of the senior agents over at the Magic for Less Travel. Happy Monday to you. Hope you had a wonderful weekend wherever you listen to the show. I just got to stop here for 1 second and thank you, each and every one of you. If this is your first show that you listen to the Be Our Guest Podcast, or if you've listened to all 2000 plus episodes, because we actually put out more than 2000 episodes, but this is episode number 2000 in the sequence because we have some half episodes. We have some episodes we didn't count as full episodes, but today is 2000. And I just want to thank you for allowing me to do something I've dreamed about for kind of my whole life. When I was a kid, I always wanted to be like, he was an overnight talk guy in St. Louis at KMOX radio, which is like the old people's radio, but I listened to it when I was a kid. I was a weirdo. And his name was Jim White. He was the talk radio guy that would come on at 10 o'clock at night, stay on until 2 in the morning. And he was kind of a grumpy old man. And he broadcasted from the dimly lit studio down the hall, is what he always said. He was the only one in the building overnights. And people would call in with all these, you know, he always said the weirdos came out at night and they'd tell their stories and he would hang up on people. He wasn't rude, but he would call people, you know, he would just say like, you're weird. Like, and he'd just hang up on people and but he would talk people through problems and stuff like that too. And I just thought, how cool is that, that people can get together, talk about stuff and people can listen in. And podcasting is kind of like that. I've got to meet some amazing people from around the States, around the world, develop some of my best friendships that I've had in my lifetime because of this podcast. It's truly a blessing. So at episode 2000, thanks for being a part of this. Each and every one of you, it means so much. So glad to have you here. And I love what we're doing today. Episode 2000 is just what this podcast started with, episode one. It's a trip report with one of our listeners. That's what we're doing today. And we're celebrating 50 years of Walt Disney World on top of that. We're heading out to Boston with listener Michelle today. Michelle, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me. I'm so excited.
We set this up, right? 2000. We had to have the best right here for the big show. We're going to have a good time.
I feel so honored.
That's great. I love it. We're just going to have a regular old show talking trip reports. That's what I wanted to do. So it's going to be a lot of fun. But on Wednesday, I just got to tell everybody, on Wednesday, we're going to have episode 2001, A Podcast Odyssey, where Pam and Ricky and I will kind of reflect on all the crazy stuff we've done, like broadcast from a treehouse, almost got thrown in jail, five cruises, all kinds of stuff. Give Kids the World. We'll talk about some of the memories from that over 2,000 episodes. But today, it's a trip report, and we're going back to October. But before we do that, give us a little background on you, Michelle. We talked a little bit before we started recording. You're in Boston now, but you're from Arizona. So you were kind of a Disneyland person before World. So give us a little background on your Disney history.
Yeah, so I grew up going to Disneyland. My dad, that was something special he did for us kids. So we really, you know, that's a nostalgic park for me. And moving out to the East Coast, I got the chance to visit Disney World. And, you know, I have so many memories from Disneyland, but it's such a different experience with all the parks and just getting, you know, over to Epcot and seeing the countries and, you know, the animals, the Animal Kingdom is just such a different experience. But Disneyland will always have a special place in my heart. But that was how I grew up getting to know and love Disney.
Let me ask you something. In this year where we celebrate 50 years of Walt Disney World, and of course, Disneyland has been there many, many years more than that. What's your favorite thing about either one of the parks? Because you have the nostalgia for Disneyland growing up there, kind of in your formative years. That's the place you went with your family. But also going to Walt Disney World, like, is there something that stands out, an attraction? It doesn't have to be something from the past. I've always asked, like, over the past, you know, few months, like, what's something you would bring back? You can address that if you want. But is there something that you really love that is just super special to you?
So I think, you know, looking back, definitely the Main Street Electrical Parade was like my, you know, being a kid, I still today I'll hear the music and it just takes me back. And I just remember watching it. As a kid, I loved that. I just love, you know, especially now with Disney Plus, just learning the history of the parks. So that was really cool getting to see One Man's Dream, because I love learning about the original park and, you know, where Walt Disney got his inspiration for the park. So I love that. With Disney World, I love park hopping and just getting to experience so many different parts of, you know, Disney past and present. So I think that those are definitely my favorites.
Very well said. Very well said. All right. So let's, we have so much to talk about in this trip because you did so many unique things. So let's hop in. You were down there the second week of October. So right after the 50th kicked in, I was down there over that weekend. A lot of fun. A lot of us were there. You kind of got there about a week later on October 8th. So tell us about the crew you traveled with. Give us the travel party. Who was there?
So this was a trip with myself and my two kids. So my son Kingston is 13 and my daughter Savannah is 16. So this was our second time going down. We had gone down before in 2018 for their 10th and 13th birthdays. So this was something that we, you know, when we went the first time, we just fell in love and we're like, we can't wait to come back. So now, you know, was our chance. You know, after the pandemic and everything, it was just kind of like, you know what, I'm just going to plan it and we're going to go. And I had always dreamed about bringing my mom to Disney. So my dad is no longer with us, but I know that, you know, my mom, it was a lot for them to bring us kids to Disney growing up. So it was my chance to kind of give back and be like, I want to bring you on vacation now. So I flew her down here and we, you know, we flew from Boston to Florida. So my mom and, you know, we didn't really get to celebrate her 60th because the pandemic and everything. So this was kind of a late birthday present for her. So it was the four of us.
That's super cool. This makes me feel so good here on a Monday to talk about that. The family's coming together and kind of returning the favor and realizing what parents do for us. You know what? When you're a teenager, you don't realize it. You know, there's hope for the, you know, because you have a 13-year-old. I have a 13-year-old. I get it. Like, she doesn't get it. I'm hoping, like, when she turns the corner. Paige, she's 25, my oldest.
Yep.
Just starting to, maybe, because she has to adult a little bit, and she sees how hard it is to do some of these things that we give her. But, yeah, it is one of those things. It's great to be able to give back to your parents and say, you know what? I didn't treat you right when I was a teenager. I didn't appreciate you. You know,
I appreciate it now.
Exactly. I love hearing that. That's so awesome. So let me ask you this, though, with your teenage kids. Like, what was their, because it doesn't matter. I mean, but some kids are like all in, they're excited to go to Disney, or they're just like, yeah, it's vacation, you know, and they're not excited. Like, where did yours fall on the scale for this vacation?
So my kids are definitely Disney kids just because, you know, their mom kind of forced them to be. And my son and I really enjoyed getting to watch some YouTube videos as we planned, because he loves YouTube. So we got to, experience some YouTubers like Tim Tracker and Paging Mr. Morrow. And we really got to bond over, you know, just getting excited and seeing all of their videos. And he's more of a thrill seeker this trip. He wanted to ride like Space Mountain and Splash Mountain, all those rides. So we did actually make a stop at Universal for our first day in Florida. We arrived on a Friday and we went to Universal that Saturday because he just really wanted to ride, the Velociraptor coaster and do all the thrill rides. So we kind of got that out of the way. And then it was like, all right, now on to the magical stuff. So
yeah, that's a way to do it. Get it out of your system. Like if you want to ride that is thrill.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's right in his alley. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. I love that there's different experiences for everybody. There's nothing wrong with Universal. It's just a different experience. I love it. That's great. Okay. I got to talk about a couple things. So you stayed at Fort Wilderness, right? You stayed in a cabin?
Yes. Yep, we stayed at Fort Wilderness.
Review
we had
that,
a cabin there.
I want to stay in one so bad, but my wife keeps saying she will not stay in a hotel that does not have a food court. I tell her it's like a house, but she won't do it. I can't get her.
Yeah, and so we did the online groceries because we did have a full kitchen. So it really just felt like very like homey. Like it did not feel like a traditional hotel. So the first time we went in 2018, we stayed at Pop Century, which was so much fun. And I loved the decades and, all that stuff. And the pool, the hippy dippy pool was awesome. So we really got that hotel feel. This time it was nice, just to kind of have that more private feel. And it's got the cute Disney stuff, but it feels very separate from the park. So when you're ready to go home, it's kind of like, okay, feels like you're camping, but glamping because you're in a cabin. So
so let me ask you this, though, on that, because we got so much to cover. I don't want to spend too much time on this. But at the end of the trip, did you feel like you would have rather been in the energy of a Pop Century, like your traditional resort where you have like the theme and the buses going by all the time and the music and the sound of people at the pool and you walk by the pool bar all the time, even like a Riverside or a beach club or whatever, it just, the traditional hotels kind of have like an energy to them just when you're around in there, and the cabins don't. I mean, like you said, they are very laid back. They're rustic. They're relaxing. So what was your overall thoughts on that at the end?
So honestly, because we had a golf cart, it was just a very unique experience, just zipping around and that was super fun. And I have to say, because we went around Halloween time, the decor and like the way people decorated their cabins and, the lawn decorations were just so cool to see. So it was a unique experience in itself. I think that, we kind of went hard. We rope dropped and we closed out the park. So we really didn't, we didn't miss having that hotel feel, because we were really kind of just, okay, now we need to kind of decompress and rest. So it was nice coming back to a quiet cabin in that sense. But, we liked having a little bit of both, getting to experience Pop Century and getting to experience something different. So they each have their benefits.
Well said. All right. Let me ask you one other question. Cause I'm a 12-year-old trapped in a, 48-year-old body, but the golf cart, how do you rent that? Like, how did you go about getting that? Did you have to charge it up? What were the logistics of the golf cart?
Cause
I want to stay there is to have a golf cart.
Yeah, so I did call ahead. I had actually seen a YouTube video of a family that stayed in Fort Wilderness, and they just kept saying, make sure you get a golf cart. This place is huge. And you really do need one if you're staying there, in my opinion. But it also makes it fun because it's nice. You get up in the morning, you take your golf cart over. to get on the bus, and you know, there's horses grazing there. It's just like really cool. So I rented it, actually called the number that I found online, just had a credit card, put it on hold. And then when we checked into the hotel, they gave us the keys. It's right next to the check-in place. So you just get in your golf cart and go to your cabin. So it's very convenient. And we actually decorated our little golf cart with some Halloween streamers. Nice. So that was really fun. And you definitely need to mark your golf cart somehow, because otherwise you know, at the end of the night, you're like, which one's mine? So it was, and you do have to charge it at the end of the night, but there is a plug right in the little driveway at the cabin. So it's super easy.
All right. Someday I'm going to have a golf cart and we'll stay in a cabin. I'm telling you, I'm going to work her. Sometimes she gives in after, you know, it takes a while. You got to keep working.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's hit the parks. You guys did a lot of fun stuff in the parks. So let's go to Sunday, your first day. You guys head to the Magic Kingdom. So give us some highlights from your first Magic Kingdom day.
Yeah. So we, the coolest thing was taking the ferry from, you know, the cabins to Magic Kingdom. We'd never been on the ferries before, so that was really fun. It's a unique transportation way. And so we got there. We were super excited, took some pictures outside of the park and got in line. We did have to go to guest services because when we tried to get into the park, our magic bands weren't linked for whatever reason. And we did hear a couple people experience the same thing. So definitely, you know, make sure with your hotel that your magic bands are linked. But, you know, it wasn't too bad. And guest services, you know, they're super helpful. So at that point, we were ready to go. And we just, you know, went right to it, went over to Splash Mountain and just started off the day.
That's a good way to get the day started. You're going to get a little, you know, get a little wet and let's roll. But I mean, right. I've noticed since COVID, though, you don't seem to get drenched as much. Did you guys get?
No, we really didn't get wet. We were fine. I was nervous because it was the first ride of the day, exactly. But we were fine. So, and that's part of the fun is just like, are we going to get soaked? Are we going to get like a little splash? So it wasn't bad at all.
Cool. All right. So walk us through some of the more highlights of that day.
Yeah. So we started off with Splash. We then went over and took some pictures in front of the castle, which was absolutely beautiful for the 50th. So that was really cool to see. And of course, bringing my mom for the first time to Disney World, to Magic Kingdom, she was just like, oh my gosh, she was blown away. So we had to take some pictures there. And then so when I went in 2018, I had like a specific plan for every single ride, every single, you know, hour. And so this time around, we just kind of were like, let's see where we feel like going. Let's see what the lines look like. So we just kind of hopped around. We made our way to the Ariel's Grotto ride, which is one of my favorites because it's my favorite Disney princess.
There you go.
So we rode that. So that was really fun. And then we went over to Tomorrowland Speedway. And my son liked going on that because we got to see some of the Tron construction. He's very excited for that. So he's a thrill seeker, as I said. So he's excited for that ride. And what was nice about my kids being at the age they are, they were able to kind of go off and do some of their rides that they wanted to do. So like they wanted to go to Splash Mountain. My mom and I went to Carousel of Progress. So we got to kind of balance out, like, they wanted to go on something big. My mom and I could kind of go off and do something and then meet up after. So that was a nice thing with their ages.
And that's good for them, too, because they get a little break. They get some independence and, you know, you get a break, too. I mean, gotta admit.
Yeah, exactly. Nice. So it was nice. And so we did that. We did the People Mover, which is, you know, one of my favorites. And then we ended up, as I said, the kids kind of went off. And then my mom and I did Carousel Progress and the Winnie the Pooh ride. And then we met up for lunch at Pinocchio's. So we did do everything mobile order, which was awesome. The last trip that we went, we had the dining plan, which is nice because everything was kind of paid for and planned out. So I didn't really have to think about it. But mobile ordering was so convenient. We would literally get there and kind of do a couple rides and be like, what do we want for lunch today? And then just kind of order it ahead of time. And then by the time we're ready, it's like, okay, now we're good to go. So, we really didn't have to wait long for our food at all of the places. And another thing to mention is I'm actually vegan. So, it was nice that there were so many plant-based options every place we ordered from. So I really, really liked that aspect of it.
It's good to hear because I'm not. So I mean, people come on with that. That helps me out a lot because I'm like totally not vegan. I just eat whatever.
Yeah. So and we had all kinds of, you know, like my daughter is kind of vegetarian. I'm vegan. My mom eats, you know, whatever, but she's very healthy. And my son is just like, I think he had chicken fingers and fries at every single meal.
That's my daughter,
or
Paige.
Mickey waffles.
Yeah, that's Paige.
Yeah, so there was something for, which is nice with the mobile ordering because you can all kind of sit around and be like, what do we want? Right. You know, I want this or that. So loved that. So we did that, kind of walked around. One of my favorite things was the cavalcades. That was just like so awesome. Like just be walking around and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, here comes a cavalcade. So that was definitely one of the highlights for me. Just they would just kind of pop out of nowhere and it was just like, you know, burst of happy.
Right. That's a good way to describe
so
it.
So I loved that. Yeah. So I loved that. So we did that. We did the Swiss Family Treehouse, which, you know, it's just awesome looking at all the little details in that. And so with my kids, obviously they don't nap, they're older. So with us, when we would kind of feel like we were getting hot or tired, we would kind of go do some of the, more laid back things. So like we went and did the Tiki Room, which is, you know, I think a great way to cool off and just kind of, so we would take breaks like that, do the Country Bears, when we wanted to kind of get off our feet and rest. Cause we didn't go back to the hotel, and take breaks except for one of the days. So we kind of went hard. So when we could take our breaks, we did the shows and things like that.
Right. I've taken many a break in the Carousel of Progress myself. I do not love the show. I did sometimes.
Yeah. Sometimes. It's very relaxing. Yeah. So then, we did that. And then my mom and I kind of poked around in some of the shops. So we loved the Christmas shop. Just looking at all the ornaments. We all went on the Small World ride, which was really cool because at the end it said our names on the screen. So it was like, my mom's name, like Adios Elba. And she was like, so excited to see that. So, that was kind of a cool thing. And she loved seeing like the Little Mexico, tribute in the Small World ride. And, you know, my son acts like he doesn't like it, but I think he had fun. So
it's part of the
I kind of dragged him on all those little kid rides.
Yeah. He was there. I mean, that's the battle. He was there.
Yeah, exactly. And then we did the carousel, which is one of my daughter's favorites. And we really were excited to watch the fireworks show. So we did a couple more rides and we ordered dinner from Cosmic Rays. And we just literally popped a squat in the hub area and just were like, okay, we're just going to sit here and eat our mobile order food. And we got like a prime viewing spot for the fireworks. We probably sat down around 6:30, you know, so, which, you know, seems like a long time. By the time we got the foods, you know, kind of sat and settled and ate everything. And at that point, we were ready to get off our feet anyway. So, and another quick thing, when we went to Cosmic Rays, my son and I were waiting for our food and we saw the Sunny Eclipse musical show.
Oh yeah.
Which was, which is so random, but so funny. And so we just kind of sat and that was a great little spot to kind of sit and just, you know, watch the little dinner show and just relax. It was very quiet in there. So, and I, you know, my son was kind of like, what is this? But I thought it was really cute. So yeah,
from back in my day, it reminds me of Showbiz Pizza. But that shows my age. I mean, back in the day, I know it was Chuck E. Cheese.
I had birthday parties at Showbiz Pizza. So
yes, I mean, you don't have the whole Rock of Fire explosion, but it kind of like he's an offshoot, I think. I don't know.
Yeah, so that was really funny. And so then, you know, we ate our dinner. We watched the fireworks show. My mom cried. And I loved the music. I loved the projections. And a lot of the movies, like, you know, like Soul, all those like newer movies, my kids are familiar with. So, you know, I think they like it. I think it's definitely not as nostalgic or, you know, old school Disney as the other shows have been. But I think for the younger generation, they're going to enjoy the music. And the projections are just awesome. And it's Disney fireworks. So, you're going to have fun no matter what.
Yes, I agree. I mean, the projections on the castle, fireworks in the sky, great music. I love that show. And again, but I haven't seen half the movies. I'm an old movie guy. I haven't seen Soul or any of the new ones. I mean, I've seen Moana. That's the newest one. Moana and Frozen probably are the two newest ones I've seen. So the only time I hear the music's on hold.
I think you would like Soul. Yeah. I think you would really like Soul because you seem like a sensitive guy. And
oh my gosh. See, I don't like movies that make me sad. I watched Up and it wrecked me. I've only watched it once. And I'm like, Disney movies wreck you. Yes. Oh my gosh. Anyway, like Wall-E was bad. I remember Wall-E tore me up. So I just can't. Like, I watch sports. Yeah. My heart gets broken by watching sports every night. That's what I do. So yeah, I don't need Disney ripping me up too. So, okay, we got it. I just want to make sure we get all this in. So let's hop over to the next day. You guys went to Animal Kingdom. So just give us a couple highlights from the day. Just like something.
Yeah, so Animal Kingdom, big. I would say highlights. We had a breakfast reservation at Tusker House. So that was absolutely delicious. And the characters are so much fun. And they, you know, even with COVID, they come relatively close to your tables. You know, they come quickly by, but they come enough times that you feel like you're getting... to see them quite a bit. And they're in their cute little safari costumes. And my mom just loved it. She's never done a character breakfast. So, you know, she just was very happy and, great waitress, great food. So that was definitely a highlight. We had gone to Tusker House our trip before and we knew we wanted to go back because it was one of our favorites.
It's a good place to go. People forget about that place. If you're looking for a place that people, great food, good variety of food, character meal, and it's an ADR that you can usually get because it just doesn't cross people's minds. Because way in the back of Animal Kingdom, Tusker House, it's a good restaurant. Just telling you.
And
good,
it's
good
so food. Filling. Like, it's absolutely delicious.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, like, great food. So that was a highlight. For me, the kite show. So I know I've heard mixed reviews, but I love the kite show.
Okay, good, because I have not seen it, I'll be honest. And I've seen too many of the memes, right? I mean, it's got me scarred just from watching it from 1,000 miles away. Like, just the big old blue, you know, like, I'm glad you like it. So tell us why. Why do we like the show?
So, for me, you just can't help but smile. I mean, there's these ginormous kites and they're just like, it's like just so funny. And it's just, the music's awesome. Then you have people like running up and down the stands with like giant butterfly kites. And it's just like... You just can't be in a bad mood watching it. And it is silly. Like, my kids were laughing, you know, the kites just kind of crashed to the side. But, you know, that's what's supposed to happen. So they just pick them up and keep going. So for me, it was a great way to kind of get off our feet. And it is a little bit hot because it's not shaded. Mm-hmm. So on a cooler day, probably would be best. But it's just a fun show, I think. It's something different. And, I really enjoyed it personally.
Yeah, that stadium was definitely built for nighttime when they had Rivers of Light. It's not meant for day because it's like, I mean, you're sitting on concrete blocks in the sun in like the hottest park at Walt Disney World. Well, the kites.
Yeah,
I am going to give it a shot. I got to give it a shot. I mean, it's colorful. I'll give it that.
Very colorful. So definitely grab a cool drink and then have a seat. And I mean, like I said, I had a smile on my face the whole time. I thought it was really cute.
And I would say unpredictable. You know, like some shows, you know exactly what you're going to get. I don't think you do with Kite Tales. I think you might get a different show every time. So I'm going to give it a shot.
So, exactly. Yeah, exactly. So really fun. I guess the highlight, so it was raining that day. So we kind of, we got in line for Navi River, to kind of get out of the rain. So, you know, it obviously the Avatar area was very busy, but, on a rainy day, it's kind of nice to just get in the line and wait out the storm. So, so we enjoyed that. My mom loved Flight of Passage. So that was definitely one of her highlights. And that was the day we kind of, cut the day a little short at the park. We went back to the hotel. I did some laundry and my son tried out the slide at the pool, which he loved. So he went on that about a million times. So that was a highlight. Just getting back to the hotel and enjoying it a little bit. That was really nice. So that was fun. And then Tuesday we went to Hollywood Studios. We really wanted to do Rise of the Resistance, but the line just never dropped. So we just, it was like a 2-hour wait. So we're like, okay, we kept checking it, but it was fine. So we'll do that next trip for sure. But we, I think the highlight for my kids was Rock and Roller Coaster. They'd never done that one before.
Yeah.
Nice. So they went on that a few times and I went on it once with them and it was, I mean, it was cool. I love Aerosmith. So it was nice seeing like, you know, the introduction show. And it does, it's a fun, you know, a fun ride. So, and we saw our names again on the concert posters on the inside. So that was really cool too, that they do stuff like that. It makes it kind of special.
Yeah, that's a good ride. And that's probably the most universal ride at Disney, I would say, that and Tower of Terror. But probably Rock and Roller Coaster the most, I would think.
Yeah. And Tower of Terror, we did a few times. We love that ride. That's one of our favorites. I love the queue, just seeing all the, you know, the fun decor on the inside. It's very retro. We love the Twilight Zone. We always watch a New Year's Day marathon. So that was really
nice.
Cool.
Nice.
Yeah, for us. Another highlight, Hollywood Studios, we love trying the blue and green milk. That was a really cool, fun thing that we tried.
Did you guys like it, though? Because a lot of people say it wasn't what they expected. Some people were surprised by it.
My son wasn't crazy about it. I thought the blue milk was really good, but it was just kind of fun. Like, we'd seen it on Instagram and, you know, TikTok, so we're like, all right, we have to try this. So, so that was really fun. And, you know, the kids had fun doing a couple things. My mom and I popped into the vacation, you know, Mickey and Minnie short. So it was nice. For me, a highlight of that day was seeing the One Man's Dream. I mean, that it's just so cool to see where Walt came from,
right,
and, you know, how he built his way up and just really just took this dream and just went with it. So that was one of my favorites, because it's nice to do things other than rides and kind of see like the history of the parks and all of that.
I'm so glad you said that, because I have so many pictures of me standing in front of that section that says Marceline, because I'm like, I'm from Missouri.
Yeah.
That's my, and I've gone to Marceline. I spent the night in the Uptown Theater. It's a bed and breakfast now. And I'm like, that's my little piece of Missouri right there in Walt. I love. Yeah, everybody should see One Man's Dream. I think everybody should have to go. Like, I've always said, like, there should be a requirement. You go to the studios, you got to just walk through One Man's Dream, like, give three facts. Okay, now you can go have fun the rest of the day. You got to learn
Absolutely.
Something.
Absolutely. Yeah, definitely. For me, I also loved Mickey Minnie's Runaway Railway, because I was super excited to ride that. I had never ridden. So that was so, so fun. We loved, you know, the whole ride was really, really nice and really cool, colorful, just like, you know, fun Disney ride. So that was nice. We had mobile order from Woody's Lunchbox, which we really wanted to try. They had a delicious vegan grilled cheese. My son loved the little Pop-Tart treats they have. So that was one of our favorite things to try food-wise that day. So we really just had a lot of fun. And my mom and I really enjoyed the shopping there. That was a really cool place to kind of walk up and down Sunset Boulevard and check out all the shops. So
it's just a great place to be. I love being at the studios. This is fun. It's so themed, especially at night when the neon comes on. Oh,
yeah,
beautiful place.
Yeah,
well, especially at Christmas time. I wish I was there right now.
It's fun. And they had the Tower of Terror all lit up for the 50th anniversary.
Yep.
At the end of the night, that was really cool. So we took some pictures of that. So those, you know, those were definitely the highlights from Hollywood Studios Day. Next day was Epcot. So we actually had a breakfast reservation at Ale & Compass because I really wanted to check out the Yacht Club, and take a walk over to the park. So we had breakfast there. The hotel is just absolutely beautiful. Would love to stay there sometime. So it had that kind of New England feel and just very, very cool. And so we walked over to Epcot. We rope dropped Test Track, which was one of my son's favorites because he loves cars. So he just loved getting to design his own like souped up truck and like just all that. They had like cars on display at the end of the ride that you could take a look at. So that was really a highlight for him. So definitely fun for teens. My mom and I shopped at Creations, which, I guess they just redone the store, and that was one of my favorite shops. They had just everything there. So that was really cool to see.
That's a cool store. That is a cool store. Except for the mannequins
cool.
with the mirror face, kind of weird. But other than that, if you just don't look them in the eye, you're okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Eyes.
Yeah. So then we went and took some pictures at the Epcot Ball, rode Spaceship Earth, which my mom loved. I was actually able to get us a pass, boarding group pass for Remy's, which was awesome. We really wanted to do that. So we were on Living with the Land, and right at 1 o'clock, I'm like, okay, I have to try to get this pass. So was able to get it. So we ended up riding that in the evening. So we had that to look forward to, which was cool. We did the countries, the World Showcase. My mom, of course, she's from Mexico. So she was just like so excited to see the Three Caballeros, and like the inside of Mexico pavilion was just so fun for her. So
the Mariachi Cobra is one of my favorite things at Walt Disney World. Anywhere. I love those guys. I will watch them. Anywhere they perform, they're one of my favorites.
Yeah,
amazing.
We actually were able to catch their show. My mom was singing along to some of the songs.
Love them.
Yeah, so that was really cool. Another way we kind of got off our feet and just sat and watched some shows to kind of relax midday. So we did Remy's that night. We loved France. My son and I got some ice cream from the Artisan de Glace, the new shop there.
Better than I could say it.
Yeah. So they had a vegan sorbet, so I tried that. So that was delicious. And I actually spotted Molly from AllEars.net, which is one of our YouTube channels we like to watch. So it was kind of starstruck.
If you're on Twitter, you see Molly's several times a day, at least in the little,
thumbnails.
Yeah, she's always like, yeah, exactly. If you're watching the video, it's always like, oh, I'm surprised. I have a new pair of ears. I love Molly. No, she's awesome.
I felt like I saw like a movie star. I was like, oh my God, it's Molly. So that was a cool thing. And so we did our Remy's ride that night. Super fun ride. My son loves Ratatouille, so that was really cool. It's a fun family ride, you know, something everyone can enjoy. And France was absolutely beautiful at night. So that was it. You know, when we came out of the ride, everything was all lit up and so pretty. And then we checked out the fireworks show. It was fun. Definitely, you know, lots to see and lots to take in. Illuminations, though, we only got to see it once when we went 2018, but I have a video of my son watching it, and he was 10 at the time, and he just turned around and he's like, Mom, I can't stop smiling.
Right. same.
It just was like, it just touched your heart. So, you know, this show was definitely, you could see the work they put into it, and it was cool to take in, but I was definitely missing that little like tugging at your heart piece.
Uh-huh. Same. I'm trying to be nice. I still have to give it some more views. I haven't given it its due yet.
Yeah, and I think there's so much going on with the show. You definitely have to watch it a few times to kind of take it all in.
Right.
But fun to see. And then the next day was our last park day. So we had to end it with Magic Kingdom. So we got in the rides that we didn't get to do the first day. So Haunted Mansion, Big Thunder Mountain, Pirates of the Caribbean, which are, you know, just classic Disney to me. So loved that. And that day we had a lunch reservation at Skipper Canteen,
nice,
which was so good. And our waitress was super funny, definitely had the Jungle Cruise humor going on. So we definitely a fun, different, you know, different place to have lunch and kind of, take a break. So, and the food is so, so good. It did not feel like theme park food at all. It was absolutely delicious. So, very nice meal. And that day, since it was our last day, we kind of went crazy and we decided to park hop. So we got on the monorail, went back to Epcot, tried some desserts, the wine and food festival we didn't get to try. I got the vegan banana bread. My mom got some Mexican desserts. Then we hopped on the Skyliner.
I love it. This is awesome.
we just went for it. And then we went to Hollywood Studios. That was our first time on the Skyliner. And that in itself is a ride.
It's a ride to the rides. Yeah, totally.
Yeah, it was so much fun. My mom was just like, look how beautiful. She's never been to Florida. So, and the sun was setting and it was just like, perfect way to kind of, hop around. It's just a fun transportation mode for sure. And so then we went to Hollywood Studios and went back to Epcot and ended the night at Magic Kingdom. And since we'd already seen the fireworks show, we decided to do some rides while the fireworks were going on. So we walked right onto Peter Pan's Flight. And then we ended up the night with Splash Mountain and just made it on Jungle Cruise before the park was shutting down. So
that's a day right there. Whew.
We were tired. And then we had on our fly home day, we had a breakfast reservation at P&J's Southern Takeout over at the Fort Wilderness at like 7:30. So we were like, okay, now we're really, really tired, but it was so worth it. So, you know, we just squeezed in as much as we could on that last day.
So that is a heck of a trip. I mean, you guys got so much park time in, but I mean, it sounds like you were just like piling up these memories, you know, with your mom, with the kids, and the kids got to do it with grandma. And I mean, it's just,
And that's it. Cause my mom lives in Arizona, so she doesn't get to see the kids very often. So it was just such a fun way for the kids to bond with my mom, and, they were just being silly. She was being silly. And, you know, when we needed a break, the kids kind of went off and did their own thing. My mom and I shopped, and it just was, just great. And she just kept saying how much fun she was having and how much she enjoyed it. So we really tried to do something for all the age groups, on the trip. So it was fun. So much fun.
You just actually answered the question I was going to give you that I was going to close out with, was like, just, you know, a couple tips to give anybody who was thinking about doing this, you know, maybe bringing a parent who doesn't, you know, the grandparent who doesn't get to see the grandkids. You gave a lot of tips right there. Is there anything you kind of learned in the planning? Like, as far as, you know, if your mom was out in Arizona, how did you kind of get her ready to get down to Florida and stuff like that? I mean, logistically, how did you make that happen? Because I think a lot of folks kind of like eye in the sky, this sounds like a great idea, but then when you kind of got to get the logistics of it worked out, I think it falls apart for some folks.
Yeah. So I had my mom fly out here, you know, to us and spend a few days here. And then we all flew out together just to make sure, you know, we could all get there together and, you know, make it there, as a group. And I really just, like I said, just tried to go with the flow. I didn't put too much pressure on the planning. You know, just kind of said, you know, if we feel like doing this, we'll kind of play it by ear. We'll go by the wait times. And, you know, I think just going into it, we were just so happy after the pandemic to be at Disney and be on vacation. And I think that, you know, we just were like, let's just go have fun, not to put too much pressure on it. And, you know, just kind of go with the flow. So that's what we did. And we had a great time.
Well, it sounds like you had a wonderful trip. And I'm so glad that you got to come on here for episode 2000 to share that. There's no better way to start the week. And Michelle, you have a great week and a very happy Thanksgiving later this week up in the Northeast. And appreciate the time. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you so much, Mike. Take care.
All right. Don't forget today's show brought to you by that new sponsor that we have here, parksnacker.com. We all like to go down to Walt Disney World and snack. We like to eat, but we also like those snacks. And there's a new and free mobile app for your iOS and Android devices. It's called Park Snacker. You can rate, review, and discover over 60,000 menu items at Walt Disney World. Whether in the parks or planning for your next trip, Park Snacker is the perfect way to capture the latest food trends and keep your stomach happy. Just like this Thursday, I'll probably be happy. You can rate and review everything you eat or drink at Walt Disney World, discover the latest trends, and see what everyone else is eating or drinking. Connect with friends to see what they're having on their trip, and browse menus at almost every restaurant, snack stand, and cart at Walt Disney World. So head over to parksnacker.com and preview the app. Again, available for iOS and Android. Again, go to parksnacker.com today to fuel up for the happiest place on Earth. Also, don't forget to use our travel agency. It's the Magic for Less Travel. We've been booking trips for our guests for years and years, and we appreciate that so very much. And we'd like to help you with your next Disney adventure. Just drop by themagicforless.com while you're there. Check out all the great trip planning tools to get started and fill out that quote form while you're there. Put in the Be Our Guest podcast when it says, hey, how'd you hear about us? And I'll be taking care of you this week. So check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Also, please use our Amazon affiliate link as you shop online this holiday season. It really does help us out. BeOurGuestPodcast.com/Amazon. And thank you to our patrons for supporting this show, especially since COVID hit in March of 2020. You guys have carried the show. We couldn't do it without you. And our patrons get a bonus show every Thursday called Mike in the Midwest. It'll be Wednesday this week because of Thanksgiving. If you'd like to get in on that, just visit patreon.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. If you don't mind this week, when you got a little time after the turkey settles in and the cranberry sauce and the stuffing, that's a good time. You're happy. Put us a 5-star review wherever you download the show. Rating and review on your podcast app. Man, when you get that Thanksgiving high, that you get the tryptophan before you fall asleep, give us a rating review. We'd really appreciate that this week. And also give us a follow on the social media, Instagram and Twitter at BeOurGuestMike. All right, we're going to get out of here and let you get on with your week because we got a short one, but we got to work hard to get to Thanksgiving. So for Michelle, I'm Mike, wishing you a great Monday. Time to get back to work, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at beourguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.